taking the plunge. People are swimming in frigid water for fun and for health. Forget dipping your toe in the deep end. In countries around the world, intrepid swimmers of all ages plunge into ice-cold waters for a thrill that can feel as sharp as daggers and bragging rights that last all winter. Welcome to the fun and frigid world of cold water swimming. The hobby is nothing new. It's been around for centuries in chilly climes such as Russia and Finland, and people have been crossing the notoriously frosty 21-mile-long English Channel without wetsuits since at least the 1800s. The Coney Island Polar Bear Club hosted its first U.S. ocean dip in 1903. And while polar plunges have become relatively common, some of these swims are not for the faint of heart. Only 11 people in recorded history, for example, have completed the so-called Ice Zero, a mile-long swim in freezing water held in places such as Antarctica, Russia, and Northern Europe. Communal cold water plunges are a great way to build camaraderie and chase better health. Jitka Tuforova, 76, belongs to a swimming club in the Czech Republic. She says she has not gotten sick since she began cold water swimming. Quote, "The last time I had flu was 25 years ago," unquote. She says, quote, "My back pain disappeared. Better blood circulation improves healing broken bones, and my heart is like a hammer. I feel great," unquote. She and like-minded swimmers may be onto something. Research has shown that swimming, the kind done in normal temperature water at least, is one of the best full-body workouts. It's also ideal for older people and those with pain. Swimming is not a weight-bearing activity, but it still delivers all the benefits of traditional aerobics, from strengthening the heart to brightening mood. Scant research has explored the practice of swimming in cold water, but there is some evidence that it invigorates the body in unique ways. In a February case report published in the BMJ, a young man, desperate for relief from chronic nerve pain, went for a minute-long swim in chilly 51-degree Fahrenheit water. His pain immediately vanished and didn't return. Quote, "When I came out of the water, I realized the neuropathic pain had gone away," unquote, he told researchers, who believe the shock of cold water could have somehow disrupted pain patterns in his body. Quote, "I couldn't believe it," unquote. Another study in 2008 suggested that taking cold showers could ease depression symptoms and pain, possibly by raising levels of mood-regulating and pain-killing chemicals in the blood and brain.